Been plenty of times where Nick Kyrgios has got a whack for things that he's done. So Brett Phillips is on the line, host of the First Serve, thanks to GLG Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com, to talk about something pretty good that he's done overnight. And you'll hear more about it at the special time of 7 p.m. tomorrow night with the First Serve. But a lot to talk about with him in the next 5 or so minutes. Brett, welcome to the program. Firstly, great to have you on.
Thank you, Dwayne. Look, his tennis is doing the talking, which we love to see. Terrific week in Washington. First time he's won a title since he won Washington back in 2019. So, you know, when he's been on court this year, Dwayne, he's 27-7 win-loss, a Wimbledon final. If those Wimbledon points had accounted, he'd be in the top 20 right now. So his ranking officially today goes back up to 37 in the world. And I reckon a guy that wouldn't be that familiar with people who don't follow tennis, but Ivan Dodig said today, because Nick also went on to win the doubles with Jack Sock, the first time any player in that tournament's history over 50 years has won the singles and doubles. He looked over at Nick with microphone in hand, Ivan Dodig. He's won many Grand Slam doubles title, the veteran Croatian. And he said, Nick, he said, what are you doing, man? What are you doing, man? You can be number one in the world, Nick. Your tennis is off the charts. And Nick just sort of gave him the, you know, nice little thank you. I appreciate the comment. So I just wonder that little comment will just sort of, you know, just stay with Nick that, okay, now it's time to really maximise this talent because, yeah, he took all before him this week and he was terrific. So we pay credit where credit's due, Dwayne, and he's letting his tennis do the talking.
So who of the big boys are not playing the US Open?
Well, really, it's... Well, I mean, Djokovic obviously is not going to play.
Isn't going to play.
No, isn't going to play. They're not changing their rules.
Right.
Okay. Canada and the US are simply not changing their rules. Everyone else, though, should be pretty much intact. Although Rafa has pulled out of the Canadian Masters 1000 this week. So that'll be an interesting watch to see if he gets up for New York. But, I mean, obviously he's just got to... You know, manage the loads. The you know, US Open will be the main thing to focus on at the end of the month. So playing a big Masters 1000 event maybe is not going to quite help him. But, yeah, pretty much everyone else should be intact. But it is the one Grand Slam at the end of the year where more players are banged up than at the start. So, you know, that's where Emma Raducanu steps up out of the blue last year. So it is the one that, can get an off winner.
What else can we look forward to hearing tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, we'll certainly dissect Nick a fair bit and have a good chat about that. That'll occupy a bit of the show tomorrow night. And we'll just sort of do a bit of an Aussie health check about where all our Aussies are on the tour. Obviously, we'd love to see more of our women rise up to the top 100, looking a little bare, the cabinet there. And we'd love to see a few of our men step up. So it'll be a real Aussie focus, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Dwayne, for the tennis fans.
Great to have you, Brett. We'll listen tomorrow night. First Serve, thanks to GLG Green Life Group, your open space specialists at glgcorp.com. Special time, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.